The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern, we do this show where we go through our actual live mortgage rates for a few different programs, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan type. Every day, today's loan type is going to be one-time close construction loans, a very specific program here. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will give us a rundown of what a one-time close construction loan is, look at some rates for them, and see how we can use them as a tool for our borrowers. But before we do that, we will go through what we do every morning, which is our live pricing. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and see what the mortgage rates are looking like for today.
All right, let me switch my screen. We will check out our pricing tool. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool for our team of mortgage professionals. This will show us the general rates for today. It is March 6th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern, so all of our standard programs are live here. If you'd like a full breakdown, a full loan estimate of all the fees that go into the APR, please get with one of our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers that can send that for you. For the demos, as we do every day, we'll set up a basic scenario so we can compare the APR across the program. We'll set a $400,000 loan amount. We'll set an LTV of 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the best rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And we'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option most borrowers look at. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines where we have over 5,000 additional programs using alternative guidelines. We also offer VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, let us know. And USDA is only for eligible properties. If you do happen to be looking there, just let us know. We'll start with conforming, purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, an estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40. So let's see what we're looking at. About the same as yesterday as well. 6.375 rate, 2.5 discount points and cost for a final APR of 6.672. So great option for our borrowers looking for conventional. And if our borrower, for any reason, doesn't qualify for conventional, the next option we want to look at is typically an FHA program because FHA allows more leniency on credit issues as well as a higher debt-to-income ratio. So the next quote we'll compare here, everything will be identical. All we've changed is the loan type to FHA. So let's compare these options. And about the same as yesterday as well, just a touch lower than conventional, 5.625 rate, 2.375 discount points, puts the final APR at 6.558. This APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required for FHA. So that's why you see the APR a little higher here, but notice it is a touch lower than conventional overall. So our customers that qualify for both definitely may want to check out FHA. And our customers that need to use FHA, definitely very cool that it is about the same price and actually even a touch cheaper than conventional in some cases. So a great option for our borrowers that need to use it. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer unfortunately doesn't qualify for either FHA or conventional. Many other banks or lenders, that's the only options they have, and they would have to deny that customer. But that's where we have over 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines where we can use alternative income. So everything else will stay the same, but now notice we have a new box that pops up where we can change the income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. So if we're going with non-QM, we want to use an alternative most likely if our customer doesn't qualify with full doc. So we have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs, investor DSCR programs are just for investment properties. We'll show that in a minute. Personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we use today. We have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L, no income CDFI, all kinds of options here. The 12-month bank statement is the most common option, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times it's our self-employed borrowers when they submit 2 years of tax returns, may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a little extra income. Either way, we can help them. using no tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements, to determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example, using just their cash in the bank. So it works much better for most of our borrowers that are self-employed. So some of our non-QM options here for bank statements, 6.875 rate, 2.425 discount points and costs. That's the final APR at 7.282. So this is coming down a little bit from where it was last week. It does take non-QM a little bit to come down. So this is awesome. It's about the lowest it's been in quite some time here. And notice it's within about a half a point of conventional. So we love to have our non-QM programs come in almost identical to conventional there when our borrowers need to use them. There are some great options. Now, if we scroll down here, there are some specialty options at a little bit higher rates and costs, may allow things like bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues that would cause us to not qualify, and may also use some different ways to calculate the income. So tons of different options. Please see which ones are best for you by meeting with our team members. And our final two live demos, we'll do investment properties here. We'll set up the same loan amount, $400,000. The LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we will compare our conforming conventional options with our non-QM expanded guideline options. Remember, government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. So we'll stick with these two here. Starting with conforming conventional, everything is going to stay the same except our occupancy is investment property now. So let's check out the rates today. And the gap is closing. So every day we see this gap get a little bit smaller, but still today this portfolio option is a touch better here. So this portfolio option is a full doc. It does use conventional guidelines, but it's not a true conventional loan. It's not a Fannie or Freddie loan. So it doesn't have the loan level price adjustments. So 7% rate, 3.125 discount points and cost, puts the final APR 7.38. And then we have our first true conventional. This is actually a Freddie Mac version here, 6.99 rate for 3.375 discount points, comes in at 7.396. So almost identical now. And if conventional goes down a touch more, we will probably see the true conventional go back up to the top again. So very interesting here when we see these programs kind of flip-flop. And as rates are moving in our favor, we should see the investments keep popping up. Now, definitely recommend our customers check out the specialty options we have, like the special portfolio option, but also check out all of the non-QM options for investors. So for our final demo, we'll set the same scenario. And this time we'll select our non-QM expanded guidelines for investments. So first thing we need to select is our income. The most popular income type for an investment property is the investor DSCR. Because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower, we simply use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents on the appraisal can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow monthly, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we will use 1.5 so we can see all the programs pop up. And finally, prepayment penalty must be selected. 3 years is standard. That's what we'll use. We can select zero. That does limit what shows up and costs more. And we can also select 5 years, but that does limit what shows up and saves our customers some money if they do want that option. 3 years is the most common, so we can see all the programs show up. So let's check out the DSCR options. Absolutely smoking here. Beaten both conventional and the portfolio option. 6.75 rate, 3.4 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.256. So absolutely amazing DSCR options. We even have a couple under 7, which is amazing. So definitely recommend our investors check these options out. I would say 100% of investors would take a DSCR program, even when it's slightly more cost. But right now it's actually beating conventional. So I would say all the investors out there definitely use the DSCR program. Tons of flexibility. And if we scroll down here, there's hundreds of options. Some are a little bit higher rates and costs, may allow things like bankruptcies, foreclosures. We did an episode the other day on short-term rental income, all kinds of different variations we can start to get into with the DSCR. That is why it is one of our favorite tools. But let me get back to our topic for today, which is going to be one-time close construction loans. So These are obviously not DSCR loans, so we'll get out of DSCR mode here for a minute. So we're going to talk about one-time close, more conventional. We also have, you know, VA and CA options as well, but this is typically what we're talking about with conventional, so typically a primary here to build a brand new home from the ground up, buy a piece of land, build a brand new home to your specs. So Jose, I'm sure a lot of people like the idea, but let's talk a little bit more about how it works in the mechanics of it. Brand new home sounds great for everybody, right?
Oh, man. That's the American dream. And actually, yeah, the one-time close is a great, great product right now for the market that we're in with this tight inventory of existing properties, right? A lot of people's solutions in their mind, most of them think that they can't do it, right? They think it's really difficult, right? But it's just a couple of dots you got to connect and you can get there. And it's probably going to be a lot easier than trying to find that perfect home in this ultra tight inventory market, right? Where you're having to bid over asking price and then possibly come out of pocket, which is totally contrary to what most people want to do, right? You want to get it with 5% down and have it be a 5% down option, not 5% plus the $20,000 or $30,000 that you're above the appraised value just to get the home. And then it may not have all the attributes that you like. So you're going to have to remodel that kitchen and the bathroom, and the roof is going to have to be replaced in 3 to 5 years, and, right? So what is the one-time close, right? It's the solution, one of the solutions to this situation of tight inventory, because you can create the home of your dreams with a couple of simple steps. First, we got to understand what the one-time close is. It is for primary and, in some cases, as you'll see in my examples here, second homes as well. It is full doc only, because it's an agency loan. It's going to be either conventional, it's going to be FHA, it's going to be VA, and it's going to be USDA. Those are the options that we have for the one-time close. So what do they mean by one-time close? Because when most people think about construction loans, they're thinking, okay, I got to get a construction loan to build my home, and then when I'm done, I got to get another loan to refinance out of the construction loan. And that is the exact reason why the one-time close exists, so that you don't have to go and get two separate loans and have two separate closings and two separate sets of closing costs. Plus, the construction loans are short-term loans, interest only, and higher interest rates usually than the one-time close loans. So what does a one-time close loan allow you to do? Well, the one-time close loan, this is the beauty of it, will allow you to purchase the land and build the structure all with one loan. And then the beauty of it is that that loan then transitions to the end loan, meaning that's your loan forever until you refinance it. That's your 30-year loan. So you essentially close on your loan when you close, before the house is even built. You build a house and then you get your certificate of occupancy, and then that's your loan. You stay with that loan. You don't have to close on the, you know, on a new loan to refinance a construction loan, because the construction loan and the end loan are all in one. So that's why they call it one-time close. So let me share the examples I have with you. The one-time close loan is for purchases only. Again, very important to note, purchases only, unlike the renovation loan, right, where we have the conventional renovation loan, FHA, which is a 203K. We have USDA, VA. They all have renovation loans, which allow you to purchase an existing property and renovate it, either because it has code violations that wouldn't, you know, issues, property related issues that wouldn't allow it to close with a regular loan, or you just want to remodel it as part of the purchase loan and renovation. But renovation loans can also be refinanced, as opposed to the one-time close, which is only for purchase and lets you build a home, including foundation, Whereas renovation loans don't let you get that deep, right? They're not going to let you add foundation and add like a whole new room with its own foundation. You got to work with the foundation you have. You can add on, but you can't be adding on in terms of foundation. You know, you can get a garage converted to something else, but not add like a bedroom and a bathroom in new foundation. So our first option here I'm sharing with you is a one-time close FHA, 96.5% LTV. Again, not to be confused with the FHA 203K, which is a renovation loan. And here you're looking, and let me make this a little bigger. Actually, we're already at 150. So look at your options there, right? 9.25% lowest cost option. And you can buy that down to 8.5%. Again, like I like to state in all of these shows, you can buy it down lower if the seller's paying points to the buyer's closing costs. And then the seller can pay some of the points to buy down the rate. And then they don't go in the compliance test, points and fees test. And then you can buy it down even more. But assuming no seller credit, this is the best case scenario in our quote. So 8.5 lowest rate option. Now, VA, 100% LTV possible again. So just imagine this, right? Well, let's go back to the FHA, 96.5. Just imagine going there, finding the lot in the area that you want and building your dream home for 3.5% down payment. That's it. FHA, no down payment. Just pay your closing costs. Excuse me, VA, just pay your closing costs and you got the home of your dreams. Now, you'll note the VA much better rates on the one-time close than the FHA. So VA 7.75, lowest cost option, and you can buy that down to 7.125. So those rates are still super duper competitive for a one-time close loan. And now conforming, yes, conforming Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, 95% LTV again. Now, rates are a little bit higher. You'll notice here, 10.125 is our par rate, and you can buy it down to 8.625. There is a 12-month build term. You can get extensions, but you better be well on your way to finishing the home because that would be an exception to grant the extension. So make sure that your plans are ready, permits are ready for any of these one-time closed loans. I did not mention that in the beginning. In order to be able to close on the loan, you got to have plans and permits. So one-time close USDA purchase 100% again. Now USDA again, like VA, very, very competitive here, especially with the USDA one-time close. Look at this, 7.25 is actually offering a lender credit. 6.25 is your lowest cost option. And remember, on the one-time close loans, manufactured homes are possible, right? Manufactured homes are all the rage right now because of their affordability, right? And you can buy a brand new manufactured home from the factory, right? And buy the land. And then the construction phase on the one on the manufactured home is getting it built at the factory, bringing it in two pieces from the factory to the job site, to your land, permanently affixing it to the land via the foundation and, you know, take off the wheels. That's where it converts from being a mobile home to a manufactured home, right? The affidavit of a fixture is a document then that will confirm that your manufactured home grew up. Right. It was born as a mobile home and it grew up, became a manufactured home the day that it was permanently affixed to the land. Right. Real important. But the best thing about it is you can use a one-time close loan to buy the brand new manufactured home, buy the land and install it. That's really cool and amazing rates there, by the way. Now, here's a mind blower for you all. Second home, one-time close, conventional purchase, 75% LTV. Wow. So you can build your dream home, second home. And, you know, most of you at some point will say, yep, I'm going to retire to that place. Right now, I'll buy it as a second home with only 25% down, buy the land, close on it, and then build it. Rates, again, are a little bit higher, but look at what you're doing. You're building a second home with a one-time close program with only 25% down. So 10.125 is your lowest cost option, 9.625, lowest rate option. And as my last example, I wanted to, because we do get confusion between one-time close and ground-up construction. So I wanted to actually, for our investors out there that are tuning in today, because you know our investors love us and we love them, investment ground-up construction purchase. Now, a ground-up construction loan can be for a purchase, can be for a rate and term refi, can be for a cash out refi. When you're doing these, it really depends on what stage you are of the deal. Purchase is the preferred. Any of the other two options, they would scrutinize it, lower the LTVs, because they're going to wonder, why are you refinancing an existing project? But in our example here, what we put was, we have an initial purchase of the land of $150,000. That's our as-is value. We have $250,000 in our budget to build. And we have, so they are financing us the initial advance at closing on the land, because the land is costing us $150,000. The initial advance is $73,665. So we would roughly would have to come in with $76,335 to be exact, would be our down payment on that land purchase. But then they're going to finance us 100% of the rehab. Now, remind you, this is ground-up construction. This is investment. No income required here. The income is the deal, the profit in the deal, and the experience of the builder, the project owner, should I say, not the builder, the project owner, the person who owns the project, is the experience level. But here, so we're financing 100% of the build. Our total loan amount is going to be $340,000. So that's pretty good. We come in with 76 grand. They finance 100% of the build. And at the end, we sell the house for $550,000. Those were my numbers. 150 as is value, 250,000 budget, sell the home for 550. They give us the loan, right? So look at our down payment, 76,335, 150,000 purchase. Here's our initial distribution, 73,665. ARV, $550,000. Our total costs with closing costs and all that kind of stuff, $401,000. Our gross profit, nice numbers, $148,505. That's a 27% ROI. And look at the rate they're giving us. 10.89%, and they even let us finance 6 months of interest into the deal. So the first 6 months of interest, we don't got to pay. They're financed into the deal. We only got to pay 6 months of interest out of pocket. So not a bad deal for ground up. And they'll give us, you know, anywhere from 12 to 24 months. But in this example, I asked for only 12 months. So I hope that this puts into context for everybody. The 110 close for a primary and a second home is conventional, and the ground up construction deal for our investors out there that we can do all day long at 10.89% interest rate.
Okay, great. I see one question here about manufactured homes. So for the manufactured home, can someone use pension and Social Security income to qualify?
Absolutely. Full doc loan, that's income. You know, that's income is income. There's, as long as you can document it according to the requirements, the guidelines. So typically for the USDA, the VA, and FHA, you're always going to have to verify 2 years. And then for pension income, and Social Security income, the key component to consider there is its continuance likely, right? That's it. So Social Security, you just got to show the awards letter. That's pretty obvious. That's going to continue, right? So you show the awards letter for the current year, and I think it's the 1098 form, I think they call it, which is the distribution for each year that you receive in case you're going to do taxes. And then for pension, a little bit trickier. You actually have to get something in writing. maybe from the pension plan or from the pension administrator, stating that its continuance is for at least the next 3 years to be able to use the income.
Also be careful about grossing it up, right? You can't gross it up unless you can prove that it's non-taxable, right? To prove that it's non-taxable, guess what you're going to need?
Tax returns.
Tax returns.
Yeah, you're going to be chasing your tail on that one. So make sure you need it, because you know, we like to bump up those, you know, make that DTI look beautiful. But in some cases, if you don't need it and you get your automated underwriting approval, because these are under, you know, automated underwriting approval loans, AUS is always applicable on these loans. As long as you get your approval at the high DTI without grossing it up, don't put more work for yourself.
All right. Sounds good. I don't see any other questions, so we can wrap it up. Remember, 11 a.m. Eastern, we do this every weekday where we go through our live rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll have a new topic tomorrow to go through. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Jose. Great presentation here today. And we'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.